Which of these politicians would you vote for? They're the same, right? Not exactly. In an experiment, Danish researchers modified the real face to make it look more dominant or more feminine. Those subtle changes made a difference, says Princeton University psychology professor Alexander Todorov.
Right-wing voters were more receptive to the message of this politician when the message was paired with this more dominant-looking face, and liberal voters were more persuaded when the same message was accompanied by this other image of a more feminine-looking leader.
That's one example from Todorov's new book, Face Value. He describes the unconscious judgments we make based solely on looks and how those judgments have consequences.
Thank you, Virginia!
Like deciding elections, for example. Todorov has found he could predict most races with a single test. He showed subjects actual campaign photos of opposing candidates and asked which one is more competent. The candidate judged more competent based solely on a picture was the one that won the election 70% of the time.
So I was certainly surprised because these are really important races. There's tons of money going into it, and there are lots of other variables, and yet we were able to predict a large percentage of the elections.
Todorov says the effect is strongest on voters who know the least about political issues. That's not completely irrational, he says.
You can say that people are looking for the right information, competence, in the wrong place, appearance, because it's easy. And that's the kind of the story of a lot of the psychology of decision-making to a large extent. We make lots of judgments relying on shortcuts.
For example, studies have found people who look more trustworthy get loans at lower interest rates. Criminals get harsher sentences based on their appearances.
Those who got the death sentence appeared more untrustworthy, as measured by knife observers. So this is sort of like the extreme examples where that could play an incredibly important role.
Now it's becoming more incompetent up here.
Though first impressions are often wrong, Todorov says, they're fast and automatic.
It's very hard to retrain people not to use them. I mean, the best you can do, I guess, is make them aware and use different kinds of information. But again, it's easier said than done.
It takes more effort for voters to learn about the candidates. But Todorov says informed voters are not fooled by first impressions. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Princeton, New Jersey.